In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we all know, after 2 days we shall celebrate the Feast of the Apostles. And that's why the Gospel of today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10, about the 70 others whom our Lord Jesus Christ appointed and sent them before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And I can remind you by the Gospel of the Vesper yesterday evening, it was from St. Luke, Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9 also. And in this chapter, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So in the Vesper, in chapter 9 of Gospel of St. Luke, our Lord Jesus Christ called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority. And the Gospel of this morning of the liturgy is about appointing the 70 others, sending them before his face. And he said to them so many instructions, and if we see and concentrate about what our Lord Jesus Christ said to them and how he granted them and gave them power and authority, appointed the 70, sent them to heal the sick, and said to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Actually, 70 and 12, it is about 82 persons. These 82 were simple people. Most of them were fishermen, villagers. But it was amazing, or it is amazing to know that these few numbers of disciples could spread the word of God and preach the word of God all over the world. We can say that in about 30 or 35 years at most, they could preach the word of God all over the world. They could preach the word of God in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, in Antioch, Cyprus, Egypt, Iraq, India, Asia, Rome, Greece, as our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, to the end of the world. In less than 35 years, by the martyrdom of St. Paul and St. Peter, which was nearly in the year 67, and the martyrdom of St. Mark in Alexandria, which was in 68. So by small calculating process, from 33, this is the year in which our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, to 68, it is about 35 years. How come that those very few people, without any power of this world, take no money? He said to them, carry neither money bags, knapsacks, nor sandals, without any power of this world. How come that these very few disciples, 82, just 82, to preach the word of God all over the world, and fulfilling what is written, or what was written in the book of Psalm, their sounds has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. إلى كل الأرض خرج منطقهم وإلى أقصى المسكونة بلغت أقوالهم. And also they fulfilled what was written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. ما أجمل أقدام المبشرين بالسلام المبشرين بالخيرات. This also was according to what our Lord Jesus Christ said to them before his ascension into the heavens. What did our Lord Jesus Christ say to him? He said to him, go to the whole world, preach the gospel to each or to every creature. اكرزوا بالإنجيل للخليقة كلها. اذهبوا إلى العالم أجمع واكرزوا بالإنجيل للخليقة كلها. And in the gospel of this morning, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. The question, my beloved, is how? How? It's amazing that 80 person or 82 person, most of them are fishermen, most of them are villagers, getting no education in schools or universities, how come or how they could preach the word of God to all nations in Asia, in Africa, and even in Europe? Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ stayed with them for 3 years. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ stayed with them for 40 days after his resurrection. Yes, he explained to them so many things, gave them so many knowledge and informations, beginning at Moses and all the prophets. He expounded to them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. شرح لهم ما يختص به في جميع الكتب من موسى ومن كل الأنبياء. Yes, he explained them. He gave them great knowledge. But I can say that it was not enough for them. It is not a matter of knowledge, not a matter of information, not a matter of faith. They believed, yes, they believed in our Lord Jesus Christ. But it is a matter of a specific power, certain power not from this world, a specific power from on high. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ advised them to stay in Jerusalem, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. لا تبرحوا أورشليم إلى أن تلبسوا قوة من الأعالي. It is not a matter of knowledge. It is not a matter of belief or faith, but it is a matter of power from heaven. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the power dwelt in them and dwelt in the church and led the church and led them to preach the gospel, to preach the word of God to all over the world. So our Lord Jesus Christ, even after explaining, after talking with them about all things concerning himself, he advised them, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power. There is a specific power, and without this power they could never do anything. And in the book of Acts also, chapter 1, in the first chapter, our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, but you shall receive power. Please take care of this word. Power. We are speaking about power, not from this world. Power from heaven. You shall receive power. When? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And by this power, they could give witness all over the world. Power of witness. Power of faith. Power of prayer, power of miracles and signs. If we started to speak about the power of witnesses, we can read what was written or what is written in the book of Acts, chapter 4. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the great grace was upon them all. بقوة عظيمة كان الرسل يؤدون الشهادة بقيامة الرب يسوع ونعمة عظيمة كانت على جميعهم. With great power. Please, the word of God did not spread except through this power, the power of the Holy Spirit, who fell upon the apostles in the day of Pentecost and led them to preach, instructed them, filled them with power and authority. So we have, first of all, power of witnesses. With great power, the apostle gave witness. Not only power of witness, but also power of faith. And through this power of faith, St. Peter, who was imprisoned, he was put in the prison because Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass the church. مد هيرودس يده ليسيء إلى أناس في الكنيسة. And he killed James, the brother of John. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he arrested Saint Peter and put him in the prison. And he was intending to kill him after the Passover. And in the same night, after which Saint Peter was to be killed, it was amazing that we can find this disciple, this great saint, which was to be killed in the morning, go into deep sleep. He was about to be killed, and he was bound by two chains. And the Lord of God came to the prison, shone with light. Saint Peter is still sleeping. He struck him on his side and said to him, gird yourself and put on your sandals. And he took him out of the prison. How come this disciple could sleep deeply while he was to be offered? He was prepared to be offered to slaughter by the sword. This is the power of faith. How come what is written about St. Paul and Silas in chapter 16, when they had beaten them with rods and put so many strips upon them and put them in the inner prison, حطهم في السجن الداخلي, bounding their legs to the stocks, رجلهم في المقطرة. And we can read amazingly that in the midnight Paul and Silas were praising God and singing hymns, and all the prisoners were listening. And there was earthquake. The foundation of the prison were shaken, and all the chains loosened. All the gates of the prisons were opened. Even the keeper of the prison took his sword when he was awakened, took his sword to kill himself, because he thought that all the prisoners fled. Saint Paul shouted with a loud voice, don't do anything harmful to yourself. We are all here. This is the power of faith. Even in the prison, Saint Peter go into deep sleep without fear. Saint Paul and Silas praise God and singing hymns to God. This is the power granted to them by the Holy Spirit. So, when you ask, how could these disciples preach the word of God? It is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the power dwelt in the church, dwelt in the disciples, dwelt in everyone. Not in the church in the first century or second centuries, but until now. We can speak about the power of prayer. In chapter 4 in the book of Acts, the disciples assembled and gathered, and when they prayed, it is written that the place where they assembled was shaken. تزعزع المكان من قوة الصلاة. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they speak the word of God with boldness. This is the power. Power of prayer to shake in the place. Power of faith. Power of witness. Power of miracles and signs. And we all remember when Abuna, after few times, will pray the fraction, the prayer of fraction, how the shadow of Peter, the shadow of Saint Peter, was able to heal the sick. They brought the sick people and put them into the streets. Lest the shadow of, or for the shadow of Peter, may come on them, even the shadow of Peter could heal the sick. The handkerchiefs and aprons in chapter 19 of the book of Acts, Manadil wa Asa'ib Bulis, were able to be put, taken from the body of St. Paul, and to be put on the sick. It was able to cast out demons, the evil spirit, and to cure the sick. How St. Peter, when he entered the temple, and there was a lame man, lame from the womb of his mother, Ragil A'rag bin Batn Ummu. They were carrying him and put him on the gate or in the door called the Beautiful and the Babil Gamil to ask for alms. And when he saw St. Peter and St. John entering to the temple, he looked at them expecting to take something from them, to take alms from them. Then Peter and John looked at him and said to him, look at us. Silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give you. ما عندي ذهب ولا عندي فض لكن اللي عندي هديه لك. What do you have, St. Peter? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, raise up and walk. Do you believe what happened? Do you remember what happened? Immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. He stood and walked and entered the temple with them. These are just examples for the power of signs and miracles. So, I repeat to you, the power through which or by which the apostles was able to preach the word of God was power from on high. Power of prayer, power of signs and miracles, power of faith, power of witness. They were even able to raise the dead. And all of us know that not only Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, raised the dead, but also St. Peter raised Tabitha, and St. Paul raised the young man called Eutychus. That's why we can speak about the power of the word, the power of the influence of the word. One sermon, St. Peter said on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people, not only they repented, but they changed their belief. They changed their dogma. They converted from being Jews to Christian. They became Christian. And after the miracle of the lame man, the number jumped to 5,000 in chapter 4. And it was amazing in chapter 6 of the book of Acts to read that the word of God spread. And the number of the disciples multiplied greatly. It is the power of the Word of God. It is the power of the influence of the Word of God to enter and invade as a sword. Go to the heart. And so, the Word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests, the Jewish priests, were obedient to the faith. My beloved, I would like to say to you, this power granted to the disciples, to the church, in the day of Pentecost, was not only for the apostles, was not only for the deacons, because it was written also in the book of Acts chapter 6 that the deacons, even the deacons, were full of faith and power. But this power is for you. This power is still present in the church. And I can remind you what St. John wrote in his first letter, chapter 2, and verse 14, speaking to the youth, speaking to the young men. I have written to you, young men. It is not only power for the apostles, not only power for those who work in the church, but I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. Because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So this power is for you. This power is granted to everyone to overcome the wicked one. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. أحبائي الروح القدس اللي حل على الكنيسة مكتوب عنه كده ان روح المشورة والقوة. الروح اللي خدناه ليس روح الضعف. صحيح مكتوب في رسالة بولس اختار الله ضعفاء العالم ليخزي بهم ايه؟ الأقوياء. واختار الله جهال العالم ليخزي بهم الحكماء. واختار الله الأدنياء، أدنياء العالم والمصدرة وغير الموجود. طب ده معنى ايه؟ معناه ان احنا ضعفاء امام انفسنا، ضعفاء امام الله. لكن لما ابقى ضعيف امام الله هو يلبسني القوة، هو يديني القوة. حينما أنا ضعيف حينئذ أنا قوي، وأقدر أقول مع بولس أستطيع كل شيء في إيه؟ في المسيح يسوع الذي إيه؟ الذي يقويني. أما منتظر الرب زي ما بيقول في سفر أشعياء فيجددون قوة، يرفعون أجنحة كالنسور، يركضون ولا يتعبون، يمشون ولا يعون يعيون. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. عشان كده عندنا نماذج، نماذج من القوة. أفكركم بس بحاجات بسيطة كده قبل ما أختم، وأقول إن داود كان قوي، كان قويا في صلاته وكان قويا في توبته. احنا فين من قوة الصلاة التي لداود وقوة التوبة التي استطاع بها داود انه يبلل فراشه بالدموع كل ليلة؟ احنا فين من قوة التوبة؟ نحن أقوياء ونريد ان نأخذ هذه القوة. إلهنا قوي، بنقول لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة، وإحنا على صورة إلهنا، مخلوقين على صورته وعلى مثاله. عشان كده أولاد الله دايما أقوياء، وزي ما كان داود في صلاته ياريت كمان صلواتنا تكون قوية، وزي ما كان داود قوي في توبته، يا ريت توبتنا تكون قوية. وزي ما كان يوحنا المعمدان قوي، وزي ما إلهنا يسوع كان قوي في حبه وكان قوي حتى في موته، كان قوي في حبه لأن ليس حب أعظم من إيه؟ من هذا. وكان قوي في موته وكان قوي في غفرانه، صرخ بصوت عظيم وقال: أبتاه اغفر لهم لأنهم لا يعلمون ماذا يفعلون. أين قوة المغفرة في حياتنا؟ أين قوة المحبة في حياتنا؟ كان قويا في حبه، وكان قويا في تأثيره، وكان قويا في موته، وكان قويا في قيامته. عشان كده خذوا هذه القوة، عيشوا بهذه القوة. لم نأخذ روح الفشل بل روح القوة والمحبة والنصح، زي ما بيقول معلمنا بولس الرسول. ربنا يديكم هذه القوة، يعطيكم بركة، يعطيكم نعمة، له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.